This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. There are pleasant surprises and silver linings from the 2023 crop. We'll have more right after this.
Crop insurance is complex. That's why Farm Credit Services of America delivers full-time crop insurance officers with proprietary decision-making tools. We can sort through dozens of options for a plan that fits your financial and risk management needs. Proprietary tools and unsurpassed expertise deliver greater peace of mind. Discover the difference. Call 800-884-FARM. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
There were plenty of challenges that farmers faced during this year's crop season, but with harvest wrapped up now, many farmers can say that there were some pleasant surprises, especially when it comes to yields. Jared Goplin, agronomy manager with Wyffels Hybrids, said several factors helped the crops perform in the face of continued drought conditions.
Yeah, so it was definitely a stressful growing season. I think the word drought was used plenty throughout the growing season. And really, once the combine started to roll, I'd say pleasantly surprised was kind of the term that was most commonly coming up. So some expectations maybe were a little bit lower this year just because it had been very dry throughout the growing season. You know, a lot of the area was 8-plus inches below or behind normal. So certainly a deficit in moisture. Yet when the combine started to roll, yields were still better than expected and better than last year even, where we had really good yields in that region. So really has been amazing, you know, just to see what yields we can pull out of these fields, even in a stress situation when moisture is definitely the limiting factor. So there's a lot of different things that went into that. You know, we had decent recharge for moisture, relatively moderate temperatures, aside from maybe a few temperature spikes. There's maybe one late July and a couple later in the growing season. But aside from that, it was a pretty pleasant growing season, and we had really pretty good root development too, I think, that really helped that crop along. And I guess you can't really avoid talking about hybrids too. You know, the hybrids of today really are incredible in the ability, their ability to handle stresses compared to hybrids even 5-10 years ago. So that's, I think, a big part of that puzzle as well.
For more information, visit wyffels.com. You can find the rest of this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.